Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're back inside the Phoenix Convention Center. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We're sponsored today by Verizon, the network you can rely on for your phone and your home internet. Find the plan that's right for you at Verizon.com. And now joining us live on the show is the men's head basketball coach at Boston College, BC. And that, of course, is Earl Grant, kind enough to join us right now. Coach, great to see you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you stopping on by today. I know it's been a busy time of the year with the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness, all that stuff. It's a crazy landscape that we're now in college basketball, but also a good one. Since you are a coach in the ACC, I sit here, I see NC State, and I'm like, how the heck did this thing happen? I know they were 17-14, and then boom, 5 wins in 5 days, and then they're off to the NCAA tournament. Now here they are at the Final Four. You played them a few times this year and kept it close. Just what kind of stands out to you with this basketball team at NC State?
First thing stand out is Kevin Keats. You know, got a lot of respect for him. You know, this is my 10th year as a head coach, his 11th. And in all of our years in coaching, we've been in the CAA or the ACC. So I've seen his teams, played against them for a lot of years. So that's the first thing that stand out. His teams win. They believe, can't count them out. But other than that, you know, you want to know about their run late. I think it's experience. You know, guys that are all in their graduate or fifth year of college basketball or fourth year. If you look at their roster, everybody they play is either fifth or fourth year players. But they got a great combination of inside outside, you know, with DJ Burns in the middle. He's just so hard to deal with underneath the basket. Whether you play him one-on-one, if you play him one-on-one, he can score. If you try to double him, he can really pass. And then on the perimeter, those guards really shoot the ball well from the perimeter. Morsell and Horn and even, you know, the transfer they had who made the shot to get them past Virginia.
Oh, yeah, the bank three.
And, you know, so very veteran team and very good inside-outside punch.
So when I look at DJ Burns, I kind of feel as if the conversation gets a little disrespectful about him because people already just bypassed the potential NBA career. And a lot of us in the football world, like Jim Nagy, the director of the Senior Bowl, he goes, when I watch him, I think this guy could play in the NFL. What do you think his basketball future is, having to coach up against him a few times?
Well, I think he could play in the NFL too. But I also think he could play in the NBA. You know, with the body of work that he's put together within the last 3 weeks to a month, you have to give him a nod or consider him for at least second round. Mm-hmm. Because he is a legitimate inside threat and he is an unbelievable passer. So you can play him as a point center. And if you think about the Joker with the Denver Nuggets, I've never seen him dunk a ball, you know, but I see him really pass it and I see him really draw a lot of tension in double teams. So, you know, I think he definitely has a chance to play in the NBA.
I think it's the toughest part with Nikola Jokic, and right, even DJ got elated when he was drawing comparisons to Nikola Jokic, who wouldn't. But for the Joker, it's like, okay, if you let him go get his, he'll go drop 45 on you, and you'll be screwed. But then if you try to take away his scoring, it's almost like a player like Nikola Jokic enjoys dishing off 12 or 13 assists. You see that. You do see that with DJ as well. It's just, I don't even know how you try to contain him.
Well, I think the first thing he does when he catches the ball, he's actually looking to pass. I think he enjoys passing it. I think he enjoys helping his teammates find easy shots, whether it be on cuts or spot up threes. So that's what he want to do first. And he's very patient. So he watches the first 2 minutes and see how he's trying to identify how you're going to guard him. And then he gets to his solution. So for him, his first thought is to catch it, look to pass it. And then he get really excited when his teammates make a couple threes because he's waiting to say, you know what, at some point they're going to take the double off, and then now they can't guard me. So I think you got to pick your poison because whether you play him one-on-one or double him, he can really impact the game.
I know that you made the NCAA tournament when you were the coach at Charleston. We know that you've now have had some years at BC. Where do you kind of think your program is moving towards in these new kind of era of college basketball with the transfer portal name, image, and likeness. And you know how quickly things could change with just looking at NC State this year. Heck, I don't even want to say 3 months ago. A month ago, no one thought this was possible. So I'm sure the run is inspiring, but where do you think your program is moving towards?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the first thing I'm proud of is that we've been able to really move the program back to winning. You know, over the last 3 years, we've been able to, you know, just continue to get more wins and play the game the right way. You know, and then just get into the postseason. So that was a big deal for us. You know, but now in this situation, I think we got to really pay attention to what has taken place in college basketball. We are in free agency right now, so we can't get too emotional if we lose a guy, and we got to always be trying to figure out how do we replace him with the right guys. And that's just where we are. Obviously, NC State made the right decisions on the players they brought in. Those guys are performing, and you can actually realize, you can pay attention to their run here late. You can tell they're enjoying each other. Guys are buying into their role. They got good chemistry. He's got some character in that program. And so I think selecting the right players out of the portal is very important. And if you do it, you actually can make your team better.
And I love the way that you said it. And, right, you are a younger coach when you're in your 70s right now. I understand why coaches don't want to adapt because they're used to just doing things a certain way. But in order to have success in this new era, you have no choice but to adapt. Putting, you know, like me in your shoes, what do you want the fan, what do you want the consumer of basketball to understand about some of the challenges of the transfer portal that it does create now for a coach moving forward?
You know, I think what it does, you know, is it really affects the coaches, but it also affects the young, the players. Because, you know, none of us are talking about getting a college degree. Mm-hmm. And we used to talk about how important the education was and getting a degree and relationships, you know, but now it's like, okay, which coach you going to invite to the wedding? You know, what's the relationship?
Yeah, right. Man, to find three coaches to the wedding now.
Yeah, so, and at least two of them may not want to go.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, some of those things as it pertains to the relationships, how important a relationship is, how important getting a college education is. The only thing that is discouraging about what I've seen is those things aren't being talked about anymore. The only thing that's being talked about is money. And so even your career, what's the trajectory of your career? Are you doing well? Are you having success? Okay, then why are you leaving? So, you know, so that's the part that's a little bit discouraging, and I hope that these kids can make the right decisions. But I think for me and my staff, you know, as you lose a guy, you're already getting calls about another guy you can bring into your program. The key is finding the right player. Because it's speed dating. You don't have a lot of time to build a relationship. So you have to make decisions a little quicker than maybe you're comfortable making them.
He is Earl Grant, the coach at BC. I'm also curious about this. So, you know, my uncle's from Framingham, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So I'm familiar, you know, with the Boston area. When you're a coach, right, in the Boston area, it's such a big pro sports town with the Celtics and the Patriots and the Red Sox and the Bruins. How do you kind of differentiate yourself a little bit and your team so you get that hardcore passionate fan base to really invest with BC?
Well, the first thing about it is
you gotta win.
The first thing about it is just enjoying those teams you just mentioned. You know, some cities you're in, you don't have the opportunity to enjoy those teams and have relationships with those teams, the coaches and some of the front office people. So that's been really amazing to be able to enjoy those relationships that you can build with those teams, and you can go watch those games. That's unique. But, you know, Boston is a place for a fighter, and Boston is a place for a winner. So I think that the people in the community, they know what winning looks like, but they also know what grittiness and fight look like. And so I think if you show up and you play with a great level of grit, they really appreciate that. And that's something that I've seen over the last 3 years of us building a program, the people embracing how hard our guys play, because it is a fighter's place, and it's a place for a person that's got some grit to them.
You know, I hate to call Charleston a stepping stone job, but when you go to a school like Charleston, which has tremendous resources, it's a beautiful campus, mm-hmm. you know, you do well there, you get elevated to a bigger job like you've seen, so you know how this works. What do you take away from your time at Charleston as now we've seen Pat Kelsey get the Louisville job and now Chris Mack getting back into it going to Charleston?
Yeah, it's a great place. You know, I grew up in the city. again. So I was so fortunate to have the opportunity to be the coach, you know, and build that program and leave a legacy. And I think if you go coach there, you don't want to leave. You really don't want to leave. But I think what happens is if you win and you continue to win, you get to a point where College of Charleston can't continue to make the package right for you. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, typically when you win in this profession and you win at a high level, there's going to be other opportunities to go and leave. And you're not going to leave for a lateral job. So you got to leave for a bigger job. And then some of these jobs that you have a chance to go to, there's great opportunity. And I think that's just, you know, you kind of outgrow the situation and you have to leave and you don't want to leave. And I'm sure people can do like Mark Few and stay for 20 years. But, you know, if I look at my situation, you know, I thought Boston College in the ACC, I wanted to coach in the ACC and I wanted to have make an impact on a program that had great history. You know, you saw what Al Skinner did and Jim O'Brien, and then try to restore it. I think with Pat Kelsey, same thing. He had to leave. He couldn't turn down the opportunity as much as he loved staying in Charleston.
Yeah. Well, Coach, continued success. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
He is Earl Grant, the coach at BC. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.